to Layoffs and Other L-Words, the podcast about making ends meet. I'm your host, Michelle Morocco.
And I'm Rebecca.
I guess it's been a little over a week, right? We haven't been super consistent.
Yeah, well, I moved. I moved home. Right. So things were a little up in the air with me and, you know, and getting a hold of me.
Let's start with our goals from last week.
They were kind of to celebrate the little things, the little victories. And I don't know, do you feel like you were able to do that?
A little bit, not as intentionally as I wanted to.
Okay.
I thought about it a few times throughout the week of like celebrating the small things and I just like trying not to be too hard on myself unnecessarily.
Yeah.
When I thought about it throughout the week, I couldn't necessarily think of something that I had celebrated.
Okay.
And I guess maybe that's part of the point is like these things are small and so it's being more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did, so I'm sick right now, as you might be able to hear. And so something that I thought about yesterday, because yesterday was the day like it hit me, I was like, I'm going to take today and I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
Not beat myself up over not doing all of the things, even though I don't even know what all the things are that I should be doing. I did a few things, but there was definitely a moment where I was sitting on my couch, watching a movie under a blanket, like drinking some tea. And I was like, oh no, what did I do today? I didn't do anything. I should have done more. And I just like had a moment where I thought, okay, you're sick today. You're allowed to be sick. People can be sick. You don't need to do more than you've done.
Yeah.
And give yourself this moment to rest. And so I think that might be like a small achievement.
A small victory. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you? I feel like I did, again, see it in the little things, like just sounds silly, but like, I've been cleaning my room like crazy.
That's big.
Cleaning it, but organizing it. And I have emptied, I've thrown away about 4 bags of stuff and I've had 3 bags of burnable piles because we have a stove in our house. And
literally burning things, okay.
Literally being a pyro. Like I'm burning like, sketchbooks from when I was young and like notebooks. Yeah, no, they're gone.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm nostalgic in that way. I have a hard time getting rid of that stuff.
I do too. So I'm actually really impressed and I've kept them for almost 30 years and no, not really, but like, and the thing is I went through and I selected a few pages. I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good drawing. Let's keep that one. And so keeping the whole thing. So those are really small victories. So I have in my room, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I have 7 empty drawers, which is like, what?
Wow. No, that's great.
That's been my big thing.
That's not so little.
Well, it's little because there's like little victories in like the, mm-hmm. I got rid of that pile. I'm like, because this could easily overwhelm me. And mm-hmm. like, so I'm just taking the little victories in the overarching thing.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Because, like, if I've been doing this, like, a few years ago, I've been like, I'm done, like, second day, and just, like, put all the shit back and, like.
Taping it all.
Yeah. So, when I was living with Soph out there is I had such a more, not tiny space, but some limited space, but I kept a lot less stuff. And so moving home wasn't that hard, but moving my stuff around in my room that exists here is a lot more difficult because it's been here for so long. This is stuff that's been here for like a decade and a half. Like, yeah. So it's like bringing new things into a set space is really hard, but yeah. Moving, I don't know. It was interesting. We kind of talked about our goals, I guess, from last week.
Yeah.
We want to talk about updates. And then what we've been doing in the last few weeks, because you had a couple of interviews, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I had an interview.
Yeah, I've been applying for a bunch of things. I had a couple of rounds of interviews with the same company, and it was just kind of like this undefined job.
But I do not like those.
Yeah, right, and I eventually just like got kind of frustrated. I was like, I don't think this is going to be, like if I'm frustrated now, I don't think this will end well.
Yeah.
I had a fun interview with a local college to be like a program coordinator. There's a lot of jobs available that are that I'm like overqualified for.
Yeah.
My area. There's a lot of like, there's always retail stuff.
Yeah.
Or waitressing.
What was that?
Waitressing. And
Yeah. Right. And like, I do like waitressing. I thought about that as an option and I'm not yet there. I started part-time. I'm doing 10 hours a week doing some outreach, like website and social media stuff for a local nonprofit that I really like.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah. So I was like a little bit of something.
Not bad.
I did also, Saturday I had my first round of lessons of teaching violin and voice lessons.
How'd that go? Is it something, because I know that's something you've struggled with doing and wanting to do and being able to do and.
Yeah, I was a little rusty to be honest. I'm like, okay, it was fine. It would continue to be fine. But my thought had been that like, oh, I can build up a studio of students that will support me and that can be like my job. I can do.
Yeah.
If I were to pick up, to keep doing this part-time job, I picked up 14 more students at a half hour each. I would pretty much be breaking even, which would be great. But then I was like, do I want to?
Breaking even in what do you mean? Like what you were making before?
No, I'd be making less than I was making before, but making enough money that I'm not spending my savings.
Oh, in terms of like rent and expenses. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. But I don't love teaching lessons.
Yeah, I know. That's something you've...
Yeah, I always think that it's going to be great, or it's like it's a thing I can do, and that's my struggle. There are a lot of things I can do. I'm a generalist, right? Like, I have many skills. I'm good at stuff generally in this sort of broad way, but I have a hard time doing things I don't enjoy. So, but I don't know. And I'm really good at making excuses and be like, oh, no, it's fine. I liked that thing. Like, it took me 3 years to realize I didn't like the movie Pineapple Express. It took me years to figure that out. The entire time I was in the theater, I remember being bored and like looking at my watch, like, when is this movie going to end? And when I got out, I was like, oh, yeah, that was good. I don't like that movie. I just didn't know.
That's hilarious. Because of the social, like, pressure to like it? Because other people liked it? Because...
So I think there's something to be said for, like, if you say you don't like something, does that make you mean or judgmental? I try really hard to be a non-judgmental human and not be unfair to people, but in doing so, I tend to overcorrect and
censor yourself.
And censor myself, yeah. But anyways, what was you had some interviews. Or did you have one?
I had one yesterday with a historical place. It was really, really interesting to hear what they were doing. It's very similar to what I did like previously. But when I came home, my dad's like, yeah, I think that's like a reach job for you. And I'm just like, what? Like, it's exactly what I was doing. And I'd change my title a little bit. Like, it's a bit of a different title. Mm-hmm. Instead of coordinator, it would be manager, but it's like, it's not that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I keep getting... coordinating events. It's not, I'm not managing people under me. That's what I think as manager. It's like,
right. I looked this up at one point. Manager means that you are ultimately responsible for the program, for the financial and whatever success of it.
Yeah.
And
which,
that's the difference.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't know if anyone actually uses it that way. But that's what
I think this place would. I think that's the expectation that I would have to do some serious fundraising. And I'm like.
Yeah, no fundraising. I go back and forth on fundraising. If I really believe in the mission and the organization, I really love it, I don't mind. I need to feel like I'm selling you something you want.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there's some serious limitations about what this thing is. And I don't want to be like vague and stuff, but it's a hard to get to island. Like, how do you sell a hard to get to island to people where to like have programs at?
Yeah.
That, like, transportation is limited and your building capacity is limited. It seems very interesting and very difficult. So I don't know. It was a great, you know, starter interview. I realize I talk with my hands way too much when I'm nervous. I'm a little valley girl sometimes, but
in what way?
Just I don't know, like I am talking to the second interviewer and I just got a little, not ditzy per se, but just I already have a very high pitched voice and my voice just went higher.
Oh yeah. So, I get that. I do that too.
All right. So we've tried to talk about what's happening. What's your like do you feel that you used your time like effectively and efficiently this past week? Because like I know I'm struggling with that because I'm still getting up a little later than I would like, but I'm staying up later and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have these goals for the day and I'm getting them done, but I still don't feel like I'm being as good a, steward of my time.
Yeah. I think this is a good transition to our next topic for today and something that I've been wanting to talk about. So I think as far as how I've been using my time, I guess, okay. So another small win, right, is that I am not as lazy as I thought I was. I'm using my time. I'm doing things in my time. I'm going places. I'm having meetings still.
Okay, great.
Talking to folks. I'm doing projects. I'm being active still.
Yeah.
But I really feel like there's no structure in my day, which I kind of enjoy, but makes me nervous.
Okay.
Because I don't know if there are things I'm supposed to be doing. And if I'm doing them, and it's a lot of like weird head games I play with myself.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, no, this is my life. Constantly back and forth between I need to calm down and stop trying to do everything, and everything needs to be under control. And if I can just make another 5 lists or just get my stuff together, it would be better. Which is not necessarily true. So I'm just kind of living in that flux of playing with control and boundaries and what is the word I'm looking for? Discipline.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I feel like I make all these lists and I don't follow through sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah. I also, someone suggested to me recently that maybe that's okay, right? Because what I do is I make a lot of lists, but I also talk to people and I tell them I was thinking about this thing or doing this or doing this or doing this. And then I don't always follow through on those things. And I feel like that makes me flaky.
Mm.
I don't commit to doing things that are needed.
Well, that's actually a not a syndrome, but there is something to be said. There's I think it was a TED talk. There's studies that show that if you say you're going to do something, you feel like you've already done it. So there's less likely a chance for you to do it. So that's why when people were asking me what I was doing, I'm like, well, I'm kind of planning for the future. I didn't want to say I'm applying for schools because I'm like, I did it already. Psych myself out.
So in this conversation I was having, I mentioned that there's the study that suggests that
mm-hmm.
in telling people your goals, you get the same rush as having achieved them. And how that can prevent you from actually achieving your goals. And so the woman I was talking to had suggested, well, maybe, okay, maybe. But also, maybe this is your way of deciding whether or not you actually want to do something.
Ooh.
Right? So I'm someone who needs I need to be intrinsically motivated. I need to be genuinely interested and excited about something.
Yep, I think you and me both.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common throughout humans, some more than others.
I think some people see the need to do a job for their family, and we are grateful enough and have the privilege not to have to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it depends on what you're, whether it's a project or a task or doing the dishes or
whatever it may
be.
Totally.
But the idea that I have a lot of thoughts, right? There's a lot of options, a lot of things I would like to try, and maybe I don't need to try all of them.
But
and maybe I can talk about doing them, and when I get less excited, that means I don't need to do it.
Okay, that's interesting. My thing is you don't need to not try them, but you don't need to be perfect.
So speaking of, and getting to the point, we talked about lists. Right.
Oh, yes.
I've had like the control freak in me has had this dream of making a master list of everything I want to do.
Okay.
All the projects or whatever it may be, all the things that I'm interested in, especially as I'm in this career transition.
Yeah.
Where very few things sound interesting. I'm highly qualified. And
so me right now. So me. People keep on asking me what my dream job is, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you want to be doing? I'm like, I don't know.
And like, if you asked me like 5 years ago, I would have been like, this, and this, man. I don't even remember those dreams.
I don't think I knew 5 years ago either.
I'd at least pretend to have an answer, whether or not I really knew or not.
Yeah.
Like I knew 5 years ago I was gonna go into arts management, whatever that meant.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. We use these really vague words to describe careers. We don't know what they mean, and so we spend some time figuring out what they mean and realize that's not what we want to do.
Yeah.
Which I think is totally fine, honestly. But
yeah, I'm really struggling with, like, being in arts management specifically because of, like, your income level. Like,
it's hard, yeah.
I cannot really afford to live on my own as a single woman doing what I like to do. Doing what I think I like to do, aka like arts management, program management, things. Like there's not, like I'm not saving for retirement, and that's freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah. What I'm finding is that, like, man, I wish I went into engineering.
Ah, yeah.
Right? I really love the sort of like technical math science. I loved physics, right? I like all those things. I like art and I like math.
So then what is stopping you from, like, going back to school for something like that? The practicality of it, the fear of doing it?
So it's not so much the fear of doing it. I wouldn't actually want to do engineering at this point, but I think if I had gone the math, science, tech route, I think I'd be sitting in the same spot wishing I had more creative work in my life, more subjective work in my life.
You can do that as your hobby.
Yeah, you can. Because
I'm struggling with it too. Like, do I go back to medical stuff? Because, like, I kind of was so close to being a radiology technician.
Yeah. Well, so something that I think I told you about that I've been interested in for a while, I was looking at industrial design programs for grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in this sort of career musing, thought about, like, what is it about industrial design? What would I want to do with that? Because that's really what matters, is what do you want to do with that? And there's some programs that, there's one in particular
that you have to know before you go in.
Tell them what you want to do with it, and that's how you choose. And I thought, okay, well, I like designing and building stuff, like bookcases and chairs and things, but I don't want to sell them on a mass level. I just want to do that for myself in my home.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I love building things personally that I will use. But I have no interest in contributing to capitalism in that way.
Ah.
Right? I don't want to be a mass producer that sells you stuff you don't need. That ruled that out. But I was also interested in energy efficient technology, like using green infrastructure in roads and in buildings and like urban design, right? Mm-hmm. That, and then the other one that I was interested in was designing prosthetic limbs.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Yeah,
and I looked into those things and I said, okay, the sort of green infrastructure is more urban planning, urban design, but there's a field and a career that is specifically designing prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2-year master's program. There's 8 in the country. It's like, that's what I'm leaning towards right now. So what I want to do is just like make this list of the various interests and how can I try them. So like I can do informational interviews with people who are prostheticians is what they're called. And there's a list, like the website, there's the National Association.
They have really great connections.
Yeah, they have the website for the National Association of whatever has a list of people who do these professions who are willing to talk to you. You can just reach out to.
Yeah.
I just haven't done it And I feel like if I could get organized in some way, then I would be able to. Like, that's what's holding me back from it.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you, and like that, the question is like, how do you take that first start to get organized and like,
mm-hmm. and how necessary
and it really jumpstart you into the doing part? Because like, I feel like I have so many lists like that, that, oh, these are the few things I'm really interested in and what do I do about it? And then they just stay lists and don't become actions. That's my real struggle.
Yeah.
My completion and follow through. So that's me.
No, I'm saying I have a lot of lists that I do nothing with. And I'm thinking about, say, if I feel like the list is like getting organized is what's keeping me back, is that true? And I also have, I'm realizing I have this fear that if I take on too much, I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be the like flaky mess that agreed to all these things that she can't do. Accomplishes nothing anyways. Right? So it's really hard to get started when you're working from an assumption that you're going to take on all the things. Right? And so, oh man, there's, I think it's Japanese. There's some like workflow method, project management method, where you have three columns.
Okay.
And the first column is things in the docket, so things you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Second column, the middle column, is things you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And are the things that are in development. And third column are things that are being implemented right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you can only have three things in each column at any time. And
whoa.
It's
very hard
to overwhelm, but also get things done. So if it's right now I'm working on this podcast, and I'm doing this part-time position, and I'm applying for jobs, or whatever it is, right, or this one specific job.
That's fascinating.
And then you have your list of things that fill, so when you move something from, when something was in implementation and it's done, so say I was applying to a job, right, so I'm in negotiations with someone.
Yeah.
Negotiation ends and I don't want to do it or it's not going to work. It goes out of the implementation column. I move something from development, which would be, I don't know, some other thing.
Yeah, working on their X project.
Yeah, move something from a docket and then I put something else onto the docket.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I need to know the name of this now. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this the other day. And I was like, I feel like that'd be really useful.
Absolutely.
Rather than a joint list of everything I want to do, which can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Three things each.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Have you also done the Tomatito, I think it's called?
Yeah,
I adore that, like, I don't know, way of working really hard for a short, like, a specific amount of time and then taking, like, a little bit of a physical break.
Yeah.
Because like that, I'm ADHD, dyslexic, all these things. So like focusing is hard for me, but like hyper focusing isn't hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing for a short amount of time and then like taking a break and then coming back and like hyper focusing again, it actually works well for me.
Yeah, and it's also establishing expectations. I tried using that when I was working at the Planning Commission. Year. So when I first started working like in an office setting, I remember doing all this research on different types of workflow management. And that was one of the ones I found. And I feel like it was almost too efficient because I found myself stressed out at the end of the day because I didn't have enough work to fill my day. And I felt like
I would rather that than having like a to-do list that's like a mile long when I come back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I think our work part, or the way our, what we did is very different.
Yeah.
Like I had like a lot of reading to do and a lot of editing and, you know, like that took so long.
Yeah. I also had I was salaried, but we had to count our hours.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah. Well, it was for grant management purposes.
Yeah.
So it's an organization that functions on grants, and so if you're working on this project and get charged for this grant, yada, 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 which makes sense, but I found super frustrating because it meant to me that I had to work 8 hours every single day and find something
to do with those
to do in each of those minutes, which is not unheard of, but I think that's the way American work culture exists, is that you need to put in time and not, rather than focusing on output. We focus on the input and not the output. And
yeah,
that's something I don't want to do in my life.
Yeah.
It's why I struggle with work.
Yeah. Because like, if you get the work done in a less amount of time, you're still doing the work. Why can't you be paid for that work?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a, actually my brother's, organization workplace did a trial where they took Wednesdays off. So like, but they still got stuff done. And so like, then there was like the problem, like, oh, are you guys not busy enough on like a normal weekday? It actually, it was an interesting experience, but it also like almost backfired on them.
Mm. Well, so a lot of places have done that experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that people are just as productive, if not more.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said just that humans cannot perform for 8 hours straight.
No, because we're not meant to.
Yeah, and the idea that we try to make them do that is really strange to me. And so if they can get the job done in less time,
yeah,
why punish them for being effective by giving them more work or making them deal with someone else's mess, or, right? So like, what we teach people is to be less effective.
Well, I think that the response to that experiment in this case was was not the appropriate or best response.
Yeah.
And it was also at a time when, like, ownership of the company was changing, and so it was a little sketchy, but yeah, it was still like, why don't other people like do that?
Mm-hmm.
Have almost shifts of jobs. I don't know, just find it interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so what are our goals for next week?
I think that's my goal, is to create this structure. It's not a list. I thought it was a list, but I guess it's not a list. It's kind of a list. It's a type of list, right? So it's like the three columns.
Yeah.
That is more dynamic and will maybe help give me some routine and some structure to my life that I feel like I don't have right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a way to get out of the house every day and be out of the house by 9 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to add a layer to this because I was listening to a podcast this morning about goal setting. It's mostly about budgeting, but it still applies. And so saying, like, having a goal is one thing, but why do you want that goal?
Okay, that's fascinating. Ooh.
Yeah, because people in general tend to set goals because they think they should, and they don't work because we don't actually care, or we don't care enough. It's not something we want badly enough.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, that's been my experience with goals.
Whoa, that's, like, too true.
Yeah. So,
why do I want that goal? I think it would be healthy for me to be out of the house.
Mm.
I think that it would help me not go stir crazy in a way. And I'm hoping that to be out of the house means that I'm socializing and I'm like doing good things. It would jumpstart my day in such a good, positive way to be out of the house, to be moving. Because I tend to, when I have too much time on my hands, I tend to just stay put.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going out and doing things, and I'm really not. Like, it's only when I have another person around that I am, and that's not who I like to be. I'm being passive in my life, and I want to be active in my life, so getting up and going. And it just, like, would be a good boost in my day. I don't know.
Good start. Yeah, that sounds good. I guess, so for me, why do I want to make this list-like thing?
This list-like thing.
I would like to be a little clearer about what I need to do day-to-day, right? Because that reduces stress for me. I get stressed when I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And a straight linear list doesn't actually work. It just stresses me out. So there's that. But then I think there's something about being more intentional and figuring out what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this will help me with that.
Yeah, figuring out what to do. I mean, that's like a major question of this whole thing, is what to do next.